Good evening, Wahoo fans. We're also going to accept listeners from the ACC world as well. This is Frank Maloney with my co-host, good old number 33, Jim Hobbo Hobgood.
No. Yes, that is it, other than the old part.
No comment.
Ancient dinosaur.
Prehistoric. We take you behind the scenes in sound bites to take a closer look at the Wahoos that make the UVA sports program a big success. And lately, the Wahoos are on quite a roll. Look who's leading the ACC in the basketball. Jim and I will cover the latest basketball wins and a variety of other sports topics this evening. As always, we're glad that you've joined us.
This is the aforementioned, big word for me. I don't, you know.
Big.
That's a lot of letters in that word. Aforementioned, Jim, we have a great show lined up for you tonight. We're delighted to have CBS, Raycom, and maybe ESPN, certainly at one point in time or another. Dan worked for ESPN. But anyway, Dan Bonner, former teammate of mine, will be joining us momentarily. He'll talk about the Virginia basketball team as well as the rest of the ACC. And then in the second half hour, we will also have a former Virginia basketball star and captain, Jimmy Miller, will be joining us at the bottom of the hour, and he'll perform a few magic tricks. He is really good on the radio with that magic stuff, I can tell you.
You can't catch him.
And there are several ways that you can follow Who's Talking, and Frank will tell you exactly how to do that.
Who's Talking is also streaming live on sportsradio910.com and thesaber.com. We encourage you to send questions and comments via email to who's talking@sportsradio910.com, or, of course, you can call us at 345-0910, and tonight we'd love your calls, and we've got two great experts to talk basketball. Who's Talking also is up on Facebook, so please search Who's Talking and become a fan, and quite a few of our fans write into us periodically and ask good questions and give us good commentary there.
Nice shirt tonight, by the way. We should be simulcasting that. A little Frank Maloney with the orange and white stripe button down. Oxford, very nice. Very looking very handsome tonight. But anyway, it has been a terrific basketball week for the University of Virginia. Starting last Wednesday night, Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets in town. Georgia Tech is an outstanding basketball team. And when you think about it, Frank, Georgia Tech in the last week and a half has beaten Duke, North Carolina, and Clemson, and lost to Virginia. Now,
who believes
that'll be a surprise right now? My expectation in a year or two, that'll be par for the course. But anyway, great win over Georgia Tech, followed by the Saturday night game against Miami, at which Virginia just got off to a terrific start, 12-1 lead, I think, and really led that game throughout. And then last Monday night against UNCW, maybe a little bit of a letdown on the team. I don't think they had quite the focus against the Seahawks as they did certainly against Georgia Tech and Miami. But, hey, a win's a win, and Sylvan Landisberg in the last, 7 seconds, the inbounds play, 2.2 seconds to go. He nails a what Frank has written down as a 14-footer, and Frank went out after the game with his tape measure to make sure he had that exact distance marked for broadcast tonight. But nevertheless, Virginia, 8-game winning streak, 12-4 on the season, 3-0 in the ACC, and currently leading the ACC standings. Quite impressive, and we'll have Mr. Bonner on here momentarily, not only to talk about that, but the ACC. At this point in time, let me give you a little background on Dan Bonner. He was one of the co-captains of Terry Holland's first team at Virginia in 1975, a co-captain with Andrew Benenti, a fact that some people may be forgetting about at this point in time. He was the head women's coach at Virginia for 2 years, the 2 years prior to Debbie Ryan taking over back in the late 70s. He's done radio and TV work. Probably since most of us had black and white TVs, but no, but he's probably done that for 30 years, back when it was C.D. Chesley rather than Raycom, CBS, ESPN. He's joining us tonight from the RBC Center in Raleigh, where he'll be doing the Duke-NC State game tonight at 9 o'clock. He is married to the former Terry Israel, who is herself a UVA basketball star. They have 3 children. And Dan, are you with us?
Yeah, Jim, I am. How could I not be with you? You've only sent me 5,000 emails reminding me to do this. So, you know, I am sort of in my dotage, but I can remember things every once in a while.
Well, that's good to know. And I should point out that, Dan Bonner, I mean, we always talk about top five players, shooters. He is without question in the top five of the brightest student-athlete basketball players that we've ever had at Virginia. He is really a smart guy, and I think a lot of people can tell that given his analysis on the TV, which we will be watching tonight at 9 o'clock from Raleigh. But, Dan, I don't think – you haven't seen Virginia in person, have you?
No, I've seen him on tape a couple of times, Hob, as I get ready to do some other teams, an interesting little quirk in my schedule. I don't actually see Virginia in person until the middle of next month. But I have been impressed with what I've seen on tape. They are obviously a team that is playing very, very well together right at the moment, and I think that's something that is actually fairly rare at this stage of the college basketball season for a lot of teams.
What now, is that the difference between last year and this year? Because it's pretty much the same personnel other than Tristan Spurlock, who hasn't played much, and Jontel Evans. What's the difference between this year and last year?
There's a couple of differences. First of all, and I will speak to my own experience, you mentioned that I played for Terry Holland's first team, and as you well know, that was when I was a senior at Virginia. And so here, my senior season, we had a new coach come in, and it just changes the atmosphere. Everybody on the team, when a new coach comes in, whether you like the old coach or whether you didn't, and in our case, back 5,000 years ago when we were on the team at Virginia, we actually liked Bill Gibson. We were sorry to see him leave. Whether you like the coach or whether you don't like the coach, for everybody, it's a new lease on life, and guys are trying to impress the new coach, and guys are playing harder, and guys just, they have a new opportunity. And so I think that when you have, particularly, you have a good young coach coming in, and this is no criticism of Dave Lato, but just simply the change in coaching staff sometimes creates an atmosphere where guys play harder, and I think that that's a big change.
Dan, this is Frank Maloney. We've got an email from one of our loyal listeners, Tom Baker, who sends his best regards to you. And he wondered a couple of questions. One is relates to the drastic changes in women's hoops over the years. And I guess he's also curious about your relationship with Bob Rathman and if you guys are as close off the air as you seem maybe when you work together on the air.
Well, the second one is a very perceptive question, because Bob is probably my best friend in broadcasting, and so he and I really enjoy working together. We have worked games together for more than 25 years, and I think we've developed a very good feel for one another, and that obviously helps in a broadcast.
Since I've known you for 30 plus years, he's probably your only friend, to be honest with you.
Okay, all right. That's probably true.
Just kidding, folks.
But in terms of the question about women's basketball, obviously it has changed drastically, because when I was involved as the women's coach at Virginia, and again, this isn't criticizing anyone, but I was the head coach at the University of Virginia, and the way that we were paid, Debbie Ryan was my assistant. And we were paid each a partial graduate assistantship. Since it was the women's team and I was the head coach, I got $1,500 of the $2,500 graduate assistantship, and Debbie got $1,000. Whereas my roommate, Brian Tully, who was the graduate assistant for the men's team, he got $2,500. So we did not have a locker room in University Hall. We had to have a locker room in the cage. We one time actually played a game at University Hall where the guy who was in charge of locking up the building, nobody told him there was a game, so he locked all the doors. So I would say that, yeah, there have been some significant changes in women's basketball over the years.
Yeah, and a lot of people thought you were overpaid at that $1,500 figure.
Well, a lot of people would have been right at that $1,500. You know, I was very disappointed, Jim, to hear you talk about my resume. You mentioned that I was on the first team of Terry Holland's, and of course, course, the second team won the ACC tournament. And then you mentioned that I was the coach before Debbie Ryan. And, of course, Debbie Ryan has had great success. So thank you very much for revealing my failures at the University of Virginia.
Well, it's not really failures. You're only about 600 wins behind Debbie. But
Debbie has well more than 700, so I'm at least 700 behind her.
Oh, that's true. You got to get the numbers right.
And the problem is Debbie gets most of the credit for the games we won anyway.
Yeah, I told you he was smart, so he's good at math, too. But, Dan, at this stage, it's still early, but size up the ACC for our listeners. How do you see the league breaking down?
It's going to be real interesting, Jim, because I think the league has as much balance from top to bottom as it has ever had. I think when things eventually shake out, it looks to me like Boston College and NC State and Miami are probably going to be down at the bottom of the league because even though they are very capable, Miami in particular has some real interesting elements. And they are capable any single night of beating anyone in the conference. I just don't think that on a game-in and game-out basis they will win more of those games than they'll lose. And since those guys are sort of down at the bottom now, I think they're going to stay there. I expect Duke to, you know, move to the top of the conference, and while they will probably lose three or four games, I expect that by when everything's all said and done that they'll probably be at the top because I think they have the best inside-outside three-point shooting kind of team. A team like Clemson, a team like Florida State, they're a little bit limited in that they have to get turnovers and play a transition game. If you make them play in the half court, they struggle. A team like Georgia Tech, they've got young guards, and they have to be able to get the ball inside. So I think they will play some games where they struggle. North Carolina obviously hasn't quite figured out the guard play business, so it'll be interesting to see where they end up. And I think the two teams, you know, I think Maryland has a team that is capable of challenging Duke for the conference championship. I think they have really good elements, young players inside, veteran guards, guys who can shoot the ball. So I would expect that Maryland eventually will rise pretty much to the top. And the wild cards, as I see it, are actually Virginia and Virginia Tech. They both have some interesting elements. I think they neither team has much of a margin for error, but it'll be very interesting to me to see how they perform as the conference season rolls along.
You know, I think there are several reasons that Tony Bennett's crew has had early success, one of which is making free throws. It amazes me how poorly college players shoot free throws anymore. I was watching the Clemson-Georgia Tech game last night, and it's just short of atrocious. How come kids can't shoot free throws anymore?
Well, I don't think that free throws are something that kids practice. I think when kids are working, they work on their, like, speed and agility. They do all kinds of drills like that. They do weightlifting. They do cardio training. They practice shooting threes. They practice their post moves. They practice driving the ball to the basket and dunking it. And I just don't think, first of all, they ever practice. And secondly, I think to shoot free throws, you have to have the kind of mentality where you want to go to the free throw line. And I think it's one of those deals, you know, when you're there at the free throw line, you can't blame it on anybody else. It's just you. And I think that there are a lot of people, guys and women who play basketball as well, who simply don't want to go to the free throw line. And I think one thing that you'll find with all good free throw shooters is people whose mentality is, let me go there. I'd like to score some points.
Dan, have you seen Wake Forest play at all this year? I know they're playing tonight against North Carolina. How good are they? And, you know, they're Virginia's next ACC opponent. Just wanted to get your thoughts.
Well, I have actually seen them in person. I did. They had a double overtime win against Xavier. That was an extremely entertaining game, and I actually was there to do that game. I think Wake Forest is one of those teams that if Ishmael Smith plays well, if he can get into the lane and if he can make shots by getting into the lane, then I think Wake Forest is a very, very good team. I know that the guy who gets the most publicity for them is Al Farouk Aminu, and I think as long as he can get out in a transition game and use his skills in transition, I think that he can score 30 points on any given night, but he's not a good shooter. He's got to take the ball and drive it to the basket. He's got to get offensive rebounds and score that way. But he's very good at those things, so he's obviously a very good player. They have tremendous size. They're very difficult to guard around the basket. In L.D. Williams, they have one of the best defensive players in the Atlantic Coast Conference, and they've got two freshmen, Harris and Stewart, who are excellent three-point shooters. They're a team that can beat anybody in the league anytime.
Dan, we've got to go to our first break. If you don't mind hanging on for just a minute. We're talking with former UVA team captain Dan Bonner, and we're going to take calls after we come back from break, 345-0910, and hang on with us.